Daf Chaf Dalin Amud Aleph. We'll begin a Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, right before the wide lines of the two dots. B'loy b'shemen sreifa, the Mishnah said that one cannot use shemen sreifa for the neiros of Shabbos. My shemen sreifa, what is shemen sreifa? Amar Rabba, shemen shel truma shenitma. It's shemen of truma that become tome. If something of truma became tome, it can't be eaten. Oil of truma that became tome, it can't be eaten. Well, my karla shemen sreifa. Why is it called shemen sreifa? Oil is sreifa oimet. Now, what's it oimet for? To be burnt. So that's why it's called shemen sreifa. Ube Shabbos, my time aloy. Now, it's not osir bahana. It's mutter to burn it. It's a mitzvah to burn it. And it's mutter to use the flame, the light of the flame, when it's being burnt. So why can one not use it for the Shabbos candles? Which was my time. Let me tell you, it's a mitzvah l'levaray, since it is a mitzvah to have it burnt. As Rashi explains, it's a mitzvah to burn it, not to have it lying around, because we're afraid that he might come to use it to eat from it, which would be, it's an issur d'oraisa, and therefore it has to be burnt, and it's a mitzvah to remove it from his possession as soon as possible. So therefore, gzera shemiyata, we're afraid that he might come to be mata, to tilt it, in order to have it burn faster. And of course, on Shabbos, that would be a malacha. Amalei Abaya, if that's so, elameata biyantiv lishteri. So why don't we say on yantiv, where there's no problem of havara, then why should it be aser for yantiv? It should be mutter for the yantiv lich. Allah mutanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, in madlikim b'shem esreif biyantiv. But we learned in the Mishnah coming up, that it is also to use it for yantiv. It should be mutter, but it's a gzera yontav atu Shabbos. It'll get confused one with the other. Tosfos has a whole discussion why this is not a gzera l'gzera, but akol panim, one will get confused with the other, and we're gzera yontav atu Shabbos. That is one approach. So one approach is that it is also for Shabbos, and really on yontav it should be mutter, but it's gzera that yontav atu Shabbos. But Rav Chista has another approach. Rav Chista Omer, no. We're not concerned that he might become to be mata just because it's a mitzvah levara. That wouldn't be a concern. Elahacha, what is the concern? Hacha biyantav shechalia is erev Shabbos haskina. Meaning, really, for Shabbos itself, it should not be a problem, and it's not a problem. The concern in our mission is it's talking a specific case. It's where Erev Shabbos is Yontif. So to light the Shabbos licht, he has to light it Erev Shabbos, but it's Yontif. And on Yontif, the primary problem, according to Rav Chista, is not Shabbos. The primary problem is Yontif. Lefish ain't surfing kachin be Yontif, because we learn out from a pasuk, Rashi says, we learn out, and in Daf Chaf Dalet and Beis, we'll see you don't burn kachim on yontif. So therefore, this is included in that. Included in that is the burning of truma tameya. It cannot be done on yontif. So really, the iser is on yontif de kiser. The case that we're talking about over here is that it's Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is yontif, so that's why you can't use it for Shabbos either. It says later that you can't be matlik with shem and sreifa on yontiv. Michlal, the racial on yontiv askina. Does this not imply that what we're discussing over here is not yontiv? The next Mishnah, the sefer over there, says that you can't be matlik on shem and sreifa yontiv. Doesn't this imply that our Mishnah is not discussing yontiv? Omer of chinina misura matam komar. It's given an explanation. It's a continuation. They're all connected. Our Mishnah is saying you can't light with Shemen Sreifa if it's Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif. There you can't light the for the Shabbos Licht, you can't use Shemen Sreifa. Ma Tam Kamar. What is the reason? Ma Tam Arei Madlikim Shemen Sreifa be Yontif, because you can't use it, because you can't use Shemen Sreifa on Yontif. Why can you not burn Shemen Sreifa on Yontiv? Lefishein Surf and Kachim be Yontiv. Because you can't burn Kachim on Yontiv. Tanya Kavosin Rav Chista, we have a brisa that supports this latter pshat of Rav Chista, that the Isser is on Yontiv, and because you ain't serving kachim b'yontif. So our mission is discussing where Erev Shabbos is yontif, because it says in the Brisa Kol Leil Shamru in Madligim Em B'Shabbos, all of the oils that it says you cannot use on Shabbos, Madligim Em B'yontif. You could use them for yontif. Chutz Mishem and Sreifa, except for Shem and Shreifa, Lefi Shein Sarfim Kachim B'yontif, because you can't burn kachim on yontif. So you see clearly that the Isser is on, because Ink Sarfim Kachim B'yontif, and that's the Isser Frektasis. Doesn't it imply something the opposite? According to Rav Chisda, that Shem and Sreifa could be used for a regular Shabbos. It's Davka for, in this case over here, where it's Erev Shabbos is Yontif. Now, the Raisa is Kol Eila Sha'amru Ein Madlikim Bim Shabbos. What you can't use for Shabbos, you could use for Yontif, except Shem and Sreifa. Except for Shem, doesn't that imply that Shem and Sreifa is something that you can't use on for Shabbos, you can't use in Yontif either? Meaning, the Brisa seems to be saying, Kol Eila Sha'amru Ein Madlikim Bim Shabbos, what you can't use for Shabbos, you could use for Yontif, except for Shem and Sreifa. Doesn't that imply that you can't use it? This is one of the cases that you cannot use it both for Shabbos and Yontif? So Tesis answers no. What it means is that Kol Eila, what we said, that Ein Madlikim Bim Shabbos, you could use it for Yontif. And certainly those that you could use for Shabbos, you could use for Yontif. Except Shem and Sreifa, which is just the opposite, which is Shem and an exception, which you could use it for Shabbos, but not on Yontif. And the case in our Mishnah is talking where Erev Shabbos is Yontif. Iboilu, we have a Shaila, Ma'ula Haskir Shel Chanukah B'Birchos Hamos. Is there an obligation to mention Alanisim in benching on Chanukah? Is there an obligation on benching also to mention Alanisim? So as Rashi mentions that as far as tefillah is concerned, it's pashut, because it says lahalo lahoides. They were kaveya shmeinis yimechana lahoides lahalal. Hoides lahalal, that means tefillah. So it's pashut that alanisim was established in Shmona Esrei, and tefillah they established alanisim. And the shail is, the question is, Birchas Hamazon, does that include this Lohidus Ulahalal that they were Kaveh, Shemayin Shemay Hanukkah, does it include benching as well? So he says, has a different shot. He says, in Tfilah, it's Pasha. In Tfilah, it's Pasha because Tfilah is Betzibur. And there's Pirsumei Nisa. So there, it's Poshet, when they were Kaveh, the Lohidus Ulahalal, the Pirsumei Nisa, it's in Tfilah, which is Betzibur. But benching is not betzibur, so maybe there is not that element of pirsumei nisa, and therefore perhaps there's no requirement to mention alanisim in benching. So what's the shaila? Ibar lemalaskar chanukah b'berchos hamazon came with the b'derabbanan who loymad karina. Do we say since it is a chiyuv derabbanan, this institution of alanisim is derabbanan, you don't mention it? Oydel mishum pirsumei nisa mad karina. Or do we say no? Nevertheless, even though it's chiyuv derabbanan, but since there's pirsumei nisa, the chacham extended this chiyuv to benching as well. Even though alanisim is derabbanan, but nevertheless, perhaps since there's this element of alanisim, the rabbanan extended it, and should be even by benching, we should mention alanisim. Amarava, amarav schayra, amarav huna, einu maskir. You do not have an obligation. However, vimbola haskir, maskir bohaido. But if you do mention it, it should be mentioned bohaido in the Birchas Haaretz. That's where it should be mentioned in hoido. As Taisa says, that because alanisim is an element of hoido, of thanksgiving. It's not a tefillah, it's not a bakasha. So therefore, the appropriate place to mention it is in the bracha of Vaido, the Birchos Haaretz. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikhlal bei Rava samra lat karuva bein Yerushalayim. He thought to mention it, that it should be mentioned in the bracha of benching in bein Yerushalayim. Why bein Yerushalayim? So Taisa says, just like we see that Yalav Yavai is, you mentioned Yalav Yavai in bein Yerushalayim. Why? Because the Alevi Yavai, now why do we mention it in Bein Yerushalayim? Because the Alevi Yavai, as Tesis explains, is a tefillah. We're asking something from Hashem. We mention in Bein Yerushalayim, and where we mention on Yerushalayim, it's Tachnunim, and we're asking and pleading for Yerushalayim. And similarly, in Shemone Esrei, you mention the Alevi Yavai in Avodah, where it's a tefillah to restore the Avodah is a store of the avoda to Klal Yisrael, that we should be able to be serve Hashem in Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash. So he thought that it should be similar to, just like we mentioned Yalav Yavai, he thought Alei Nisim should be similar, and therefore we should mention Boi Yerushalayim. Amar lo Rosh Yeshiva, no, it is Ketzvilah. It's Ketzvilah Matzvilah Bohaydo Avirchas Hamazon Kohayid Bohaydo. Just like in Tefillah when we mention Alei Nisim, we mention in Hoydo. That's where we mention it. So over here as well, we mention it in Hoydo. As much as we said before, and like Taisa says, that Alanism is Thanksgiving. So even in Shemona Esrei, we don't mention it. It's not like Yalav Yavai, where we mention it in Avoida. We mention it in the Broch of Hoido, of Thanksgiving. So too in Benching, we mention it in the Berachos Haaretz, in the Berachos Hoido. Ivoila, we have the following shailam. If it's Rosh Chodesh, do you mention Yalav Yavai in benching Berachas Hamazon? If you'll say that we don't have to mention Alei Nisim in benching by Chanukah because it's a Drabon and there's no requirement. However, perhaps you'll say Rosh Chodesh itself, the day of Rosh Chodesh, is a Deraisa. It's Menot Torah, with Makar Karbonis on Rosh Chodesh. So Tzorech, perhaps, therefore, you should have to mention Yalav Yavai in benching Avai Rosh Chodesh. Oy Dilma Kem Doli Osir Be'asiyas Melacha. Or perhaps it's not a Yontif. It's not a day that it's also to do Melacha. It's not a Yontif. Therefore, Lo Maskarina, perhaps the Rabbanan were only Mechayivit in a Yontif, a day that's also Be'asiyas Melacha, but not Rosh Chodesh. Rav Amar Maski, Rav says, you do mention it. He says, you do not. You should follow what Rav says, that we are maskirin. The koi Rav Aisha kavasi, because you see, the Rav Aisha holds that way as well. How do we see the Tan Rav Aisha? He says, yomim sheish bem korban musaf, days that you're makriv a korban musaf, ki gain Rosh Chodesh v'chol shel moed, like Rosh Chodesh and chol moed. Now, there's a korban musaf. There's no Asiyas Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, but there's a Karban Musaf. So Aravis V'Shachar, so Mincha on Marav Shachar, so Mincha Mispal Shemana Esri. Yadavin Shemana Esri, V'Oimer Me'ina Mo'ira B'Avoida, and you mention Yalav Yavah. Yalav Yavah is mentioned in the Brocha of Avoida. V'im Lo Yomar, Machzirin Oysoi, and if he did not say it, then it has to be repeated. If he did not say it, it has to be repeated. Now we know that this is by Marav on Rosh Chodesh. We do not, because in Mekachim is a Chodesh at night. Besen is not Mekachim, it's a Chodesh at night. But otherwise you do, and on Chol Shemayit you do. Ve'ein b'em Kedusha ala Kais, and there's no Kedusha on the Kais. You don't make Kiddush on the Kais. Ve'yesh b'em Haskar v'berchus ha'mozen. And it says clearly that there is Haskara. You do mention Yalav Yavah in benching. Yomim she'ein behem korban musaf, days that do not have a korban musaf going, she'ini v'chamishi, Monday and Thursday, v'ta'aniyos, and fast days. If the chacham were a geyser, a special fast day, there were no rains, there were geyser tanis, so they had special tefillah in the tefillah in Shemona Esrei, they had a special tefillah tanis. U'ma'amodos, and ma'amodos, the ma'amodos were the groups who were the representatives of the shluchim of Klal Yisrael, to be oimen on the korbanos, the korbanos tzibur. So we have the din is that the bialim have to be oimen on the korbanos, korbanos tzibur, the bialim are Klal Yisrael. Now, of course, not everybody could be oimen on the korbanos. They had 24 groups that were designated as ma'amodas. Some came to the Beis Hamikdash to be present when they were makriv the korban tzibur. Others remained in their cities. But they were Kairan Bataira, and they fasted. And they fasted Monday to Thursday. So the Taniyas and Ma'amores Frakti Mor Sheni V'chamishi Ma'amitayu. Mondays and Thursdays, it's Mashma, that a regular Monday and Thursday, that those are regular days. What significance does that have over here? Ella, what it means is Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni Shal Taniyas. It means the Monday and Thursday and Monday of the fast. They were geyser on the special fast days. There were no rains. They were geyser fast days, Monday, Thursday, and Monday. U'ma'amodes, and the fast days are ma'amodes. So Arav is v'shachar v'sam mincha, marav shachar v'sam mincha, mispal shemanes. And they say the main Moira, what's relevant to the day, it's in Shemei Tefillah. So those days that they mentioned in Shemei Tefillah, Rashi mentions that on the days of the fast days, even though the fast started in the morning, it didn't start from night, but already the Tefillah, they already said the Tefillah from the night, from the Arvis. Now, v'im loyomer ein machzir naisa. But if he omitted it, you do not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Ve'ein behem haskara b'berchas hamazon. Here it does not have a haskara in berchas hamazon. However, you do see that as far as our shaila, that lagabi Rosh Chodesh, you do see that as long as there's a korban musaf, then there is a haskara.